You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, test your mic. Test, go ahead, test it.
Okay, yes, tested.
You sound good. Go one more time.
Rich, please.
Welcome to, folks, welcome to My Wife Hates Me. This is our first podcast of 2017. Hope you all had a nice new year. I want to thank everybody that voted for me on the Interrobang, where I took number one album of 2016. So I want to thank everybody. We'll talk about it more later.
Of course we will.
If you're going to Amazon, go to amazon.richvoss.com. That's amazon.richvoss.com. You could also go behind the wall and get some back episodes, some cool episodes. We're going to put up a new a live show that we did. So go behind the wall. It's only a couple bucks a month. Bonnie, what do you got to say about Blue Apron?
You know what? I hate you so much.
Why?
Because you just... Whatever. I do want to talk about Blue Apron. Because not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important. I think it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why I'm very careful, as you know, about what I eat. And I did this once, Blue Apron, with my friend Kathy at her house. The kids played, and we made this... pizza with something, sweet potato on it or something like that.
How was it?
It was delicious. It was so good.
It
sounds crazy. No, because when she was getting the ingredients out, I was like, eee. But super easy to do. It was so fun. We were like, is this going to be good? And then it was incredible. So good. It's also affordable for less than $10 per person. Per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. So it's like what everybody hopes for. A box comes to your house, mm-hmm. all the ingredients, everything's ready. It's like a picture recipe. So you just look at it's easier than IKEA.
Even my daughters could do it.
Even your daughters could do it.
And my daughters are not the brightest when it comes to cooking. So,
yeah, it comes with these recipe cards, pre-portioned ingredients, and then all their meals can be made in 40 minutes or less. So it's like it's pretty ideal.
I guess if you're just coming home from work too.
Come home from work, pick up that box, open it up.
Bing, boom, bing, boom, 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 bop, bong, bop, bing.
And then the smells, yum, home-cooked meal. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. With free shipping. You get there's no catch. You get three free meals and free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Voss. blueapron.com/VOS. And you'll love how it feels, tastes. You'll be able to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Get that now. That's blueapron.com/Voss. Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Bonnie, listen, we do a lot of reads and you hear them all on radio and this and that, but Bonnie really did try this. Bonnie, why are you laughing? Because you know when you hear reads on radio,
well,
you're
you
going...
You don't need to do this for 2 hours. I already said I did it. I did it, and it was good. It really
no,
was.
But I want them
okay,
to believe
on.
You on this one, because when I listen to radio ads and I go, I know they don't use the mattress, but you really did do this, and I'm not going to lie.
And I would do it again.
I'm not going to lie. I ordered some. We're getting some in the
we
mail.
Are?
Yeah, we are. We're getting ours, and I'm looking forward to it. So
excellent. Let's move on to the podcast, if you don't mind.
No, I want to talk more.
You would do honestly, because I can hear in your voice already that like you think you're really doing showbiz stuff by doing a read and stuff. I can hear it in your voice, like a slightly higher octave, like I really do it. It's amazing. It's so good. And it's like you get so excited. You would do the whole podcast about this.
Well, because it's when it comes to, because the thing is, I'm eating healthy.
I
eat healthy.
Stop, because you know I'm going to say something. I'm going to get angry, and then we will no longer have Blue Apron supporting us.
Well, they're going to
support
us.
So you should stop. You should know enough.
Was it healthy? One
question.
When
I did it, and I did it very well. People on this who've listened from the beginning know they can't believe I fucking got through it, and I did.
When, just one question about it. It's healthy. When you and Kathy ate it, it was healthy.
Yeah.
And that's all I care about.
We did it. We ate the pizza, ate each other. Boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
See, that's the kind of stuff.
Well, I feel like we're already out. We're already into our own. If you're still listening, Blue Apron, this is our own podcast now. We're out of that paid part. We're into our own shit now.
Yeah, but they don't want to hear.
Well, then don't bring it up. Stop talking about it.
Okay. How about Red Tablecloth? Want to talk about Red Tablecloth?
What's Red Tablecloth?
It's another company that just gives you silverware and plates.
Oh. Blue Apron. I thought I had another read.
Silverware and plates?
I was.
Red Tablecloth, silverware and plates. You want me to say it again? Get
no.
it? Get it?
It's dumb.
It wasn't dumb. It was smart. It was smart
Let's
comedy.
Let's talk about the fact that, and this is a sad thing, so I want to be delicate. Your friend passed away.
Dennis
comedian,
Ross.
Yes.
Yes.
And were like, I think I have to go to his funeral, even though you haven't seen him for years and years, 20 years.
But we did start
but
there.
But
I
know you,
stuff.
And I said, do you only want to go to his funeral because you'll be the most famous person there, and then people will be like, what a great guy Rich Voss is.
No
for
way.
Stopping by.
No.
And you were like, well, I saw it in your face.
What?
That's
no.
exactly why you wanted to
no,
go.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because I don't go to a funeral. I sit in the back. I try not to be noticed. I try to lay low.
Oh, my God. But I know in your mind, you're like, if anybody notices that Rich Voss is here, they're going to think I'm a really good guy.
No, that's not the reason. I wanted to go. If it wasn't so early and so far away, I would have went. But it was at like 10 a.m., you know, like almost 2 hours from the house yesterday. Well, Wednesday morning. And we had golf tee times. The last time we're going to play until the spring, probably. But even that. If it was later in the afternoon, like 4 or 5 last night, I would have went. Not only I don't
Did
know,
you send an email to that effect to anybody?
No.
Hey, listen, if you could push it back a couple hours.
I was going to say that. But the problem here's
the great thing. Legendary Rich Voss might show up.
No, if they might do a benefit.
Rich Voss is here.
They might.
As you walk by, that's what you want to hear. Rich Voss.
No, not please. Me and him we started out together.
Rich Voss.
We started out together.
That's your favorite thing to hear at a funeral, isn't it?
What?
Rich Voss.
No.
Is that Rich Voss?
Not at all. I'm not about that. I'm not about that at all. You know that. I'm a regular dude.
Dennis was a man of great. Is that Rich Voss?
I'm a blue collar guy. I'm an everyman guy. Whenever I do.
That's what you want. That's like. That's why you want to go. You're like, if you're your own publicist, you're like, oh, somebody took a picture of me there. It's good for my brand.
No.
That I'm just showing up at regular people's.
He's not regular. He's a comic.
You know how like. Those Taylor Swift and stuff, they stop by people's like weddings or, you know, give people, that's what you do. You stop by funerals. You stop by people's funerals. Oh, I just loved him. Is that Rich Voss? Rich Voss showed up at another funeral again today. People were excited to see him. That was supposed to be my entertainment tonight music.
When I do like...
It's completely wrong.
Look, when I do like TV or something, I'm hanging with the guys at the loading dock. I'm hanging with the blue collar dudes.
The loading dock?
Yeah.
The loading dock,
you know,
guys.
Where they bring stuff in. And
I know what a loading dock is. Okay. Thank you, though. But when have you ever been friends or hanging out with the loading dock guys?
Is this
something you do when you go on the road? Is this why you're always headed to a... marina?
No, you dummy. I said when I'm doing
like
TV. You're
always off to some coastal town.
No, I said when I'm doing TV, I'm hanging out backstage with the... I'm not hanging out with the execs. I could easily go up to the execs and, you know, sit with them and talk and... But not me.
But no,
not me. I talk. I hang with the dudes that are setting the stage
up. In fact,
up.
I'll tell a story now that completely 100% represents what you've just said.
I want you to go ahead.
Fact.
All right. I'm ready.
We went to a Broadway play, and I may have told this story before on the podcast. And
100
so,
times.
You'd taken me to a Broadway play.
Yes.
An opening of a Broadway play.
Yes.
It closed, I think, the next day. Is that true?
Two days later.
It didn't do well. But anyway.
It's about dead babies.
It was a musical about, like, I don't know, what, the 1600s?
Yeah, dead babies.
It could have been the 1800s, early 1900s. I don't know my time zones.
They were killing babies in an orphanage? Was that it?
And yes, if you had a baby out of wedlock, then you had it, and then they would kill it and bury it.
It was a big hit in England.
The mom was like would run to the and do a... This is like a... I can't believe this is so in tune with this whole podcast. The funeral podcast. Because then she'd go to the graves and sing... Oh, my baby. Is that Rich Voss? My darling daughter, I never knew. Is that Rich Voss? So anyway, the musical happens. It's terrible. We leave, but we're also invited to the after party where all the cast and producers and big shots.
There was that Tavern on
A-list,
the Green.
Although I didn't see one A-list.
It was on Tavern on the Green.
It was
At Tavern
on the Green.
The Tavern on the Green's not there anymore, but it was when it was open.
So I see...
It closed.
I go get a drink. No, I did get a drink because I was pregnant. But I turned around and Rich was talking intently to a man in a tuxedo. And you were going to town on this guy. He had known you or he recognized you somehow.
He came up to me.
Yes, and you were... For half an hour we stood there.
No, you're lying.
It seemed like a long time that you were talking to this man. And then you were like, so are you one of the producers? And then the guy goes, oh, I'm the usher. I sat you. You spent that whole time talking to the usher.
Yeah. You're right. And if I knew that from the beginning, I still would have spent the time talking to him. Because
I'm just saying, that is perfectly.
Because I'm a blue collar guy.
And the blue collar guys, we should have known he was an usher right when he said, I know who you are. You should have been like, well, then you can't be in the upper echelons of showbiz. Who are you? Well, I'm the bathroom attendant. Well, that makes more sense.
Well,
my grandmother died recently. I was wondering if you could stop by a funeral. I don't know why the guy has a British accent. He's a black dude.
And, you know, like whenever I've done, you know, anywhere, like, you know, I remember when I was in L.A. when we were doing Last Comic, which was years ago, and I've done TV since.
Was it years ago? Thank you for making sure people... Was that just last year? People were wondering. When was that?
Years ago.
Is that show... What is that show?
Oh, boy, look who took her pep in the step hills.
And never knew ye mind. Is that Rich Voss?
You know, I would hang back. I just hang backstage. I like, you know, last year when I hosted that big event at the Monument, you know, hosting for Steven Tyler and Sheryl Crow and, you know, it was like 15, 20,000 people, maybe 10, 15,000, whatever out there. And I host the event. I'm backstage talking to the crew. That's what I do. I talk to the crew. You know why?
Well, first, you try to talk crew. To the higher ups, but they won't have anything to do with you.
No.
Don't act like it's your choice.
It is. Because
Uh-oh. We're deep in the thick of the podcast today, folks. Dog is barking. Bonnie's taking her pep pill.
Bonnie, look at this, 2017. Bonnie got all her work done and she's ready to go.
I got all my work done, that's right.
I've been,
I had many writing deadlines and I finished them all. In fact, I finished the last one, right minutes before talking into this microphone.
I've been on a radio tour discussing my win for 2016 Album of the Year on the Intero Bang. Nonstop.
Ruining our marriage.
Radio.
I don't know who's in fucking charge of the Intero Bang, but they're ruining our fucking marriage.
Why?
Well, one night we had a fight because I was mad at you about something, and you go, you know what I'd do for you? I told everyone to vote. No, you said I voted for you on the Intero Bang.
No, I told
you
people.
That night you go, I voted for you on the Intero Bang. Did you vote for me?
Yeah.
I was like, are you really using that as like how?
Yeah, how much I look out for you that I fucking vote. Little things.
People think this is a joke, our marriage. But this is the truth, that you were like in all earnestness, like, I voted for you at the Intero Bang. Did you vote for me?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, because
I'd be like, I was going to.
Well, but you know,
I forgot.
Yeah, because you don't realize it's the little things in life that you know show the true love that people have. Like if I came home with a brand new Mercedes for you, is that any different than voting for you on the Intero Bang? No, it's because I care about you. That's why.
Emotions are the same. Well, I'm being motivated by the same emotion.
Yes,
I love you.
Yes, I didn't say I love you. I said I cared about. You get go.
Oh,
if you're gonna quote me, quote me right.
Well, there goes our marriage renewal vows. Thing I was gonna do.
Well, we can't do the renewal. Can't do
that
the
bad ad lib. Erase it. I hope Blue Apron's no longer listening.
You can't do a renewal when you.
I really
don't.
Did to eat it.
Huh?
Blue Apron. I ate it. I really did at Kathy's.
We're gonna get stuff coming to us. And I'm sure I'm going to like it. If it's healthy, I'm going to like it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Stop.
I like healthy food.
I know, but you're like, I know this is a good thing to say.
If no.
They're not still fucking listening
no,
to our
No, I
podcast.
Know. No, and no one else is either.
Blue Apron was listening.
Blue Apron stopped.
We double our listenership.
You know, so after, you know, and I didn't really care if I won or lost on the Intero Bank because that, you know, hasn't changed anything, but it's kind of cool. Do you see what I tweeted?
No.
I said thank you to everybody.
Oh, I did see that nonsense.
What?
And also, it's just like word salad, whatever you write. It's.
No, it's not word
salad. You could go and interpret it in 18 different ways. Also, something people should know is that we do. A couple times a week we do Twitter forensics where I have to look at a tweet and determine if the person was being mean to you or not.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes you don't know.
Because I don't like to go back into
it.
I don't investigate. I'm not an investigator.
A thread.
I mean, I am I've done profiling work in my life, but I don't like to investigate on Twitter. I don't want to deal with it. Because then I go off onto this and that. I'm all over the place. You know, you get right to the point. Sometimes, you know, your life is based around Twitter. I got so much other stuff going on.
My life is based around Twitter.
Yeah.
Mine.
Oh, hey.
Richard.
I was woken up in the middle of the night the other night, sound asleep. She goes, guess how many likes I got?
No.
Guess how many retweets I got? I was sound asleep.
I was trying to show you that when you just tweet out, buy my album, or it's too abrupt. Like, if you make it humorous or funny or interesting, then you'll get more likes on it.
Yes.
And people won't see it as just.
It's our management.
Oh my God, why are you taking the call?
Hello? We're doing our podcast. What's going on?
What you're hearing now, or not hearing, as it were, is a. Showbiz interaction between legend Rich Voss and his manager, Chris Italia.
No, that was Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Dave called to congratulate me.
Dave, what's his last name again?
Kimowitz. To congratulate me on number one album of the year on Intero Bang. But I tweeted, I go, I want to thank all the people that voted. I want to thank all the radio personalities that helped promote
it. Oh,
my
God, but you don't see, like, I see that.
And I said,
like,
but
it's
no.
It's just such, like.
Oh, you don't want, you didn't see the joke in it after it?
Oh, I didn't hear.
Okay, stupid. Well, I don't mean to call you stupid.
No, that's you do. Not,
no,
fine.
I don't. No.
I don't mind.
No, that's rude. It's rude.
I know I'm not stupid.
Okay, it's rude.
So when you call me stupid, it's humorous to me, so I don't mind.
But it's rude and it's selfish and it's not how I am in 2017. And I'm sorry. Okay, and I'm sorry, and I want to say.
I thought this was the tweet. I was like, well, that's good. That's too many words.
No, I wrote.
That's too many characters.
This is a good tweet because it gets a point across and how I
tweet go, talk with Rich Voss and his wife, Bonnie McSomething.
I said, are you done? Because your neck is still crunched up to your fucking
I'm
shoulder.
I'm still in character.
Okay, that's what I want to say.
I'm ready to, like, announce. It's tweet talk.
So I wrote.
Sandy! They're doing tweet talk! They're doing tweet talk! Get down here, Sandy! I'm not putting up with this shit in 2017! Well, he's angry this year. Most people turned over a new leaf. We're going to be happier. Mr. Sandy's husband there. I can't remember his name.
Here's my tweet. Do you want to hear it?
He listens to every podcast, though.
In prison?
No, he's not in prison.
Oh, you're right, because he's home calling her.
Yeah. It's too complicated, the the character.
Can I
may have to change the character entirely.
No.
I may have to rewrite him.
Can I
Yes.
tell you?
Yes.
Do you want to hear the tweet I wrote?
Let's hear it. Can you read it?
No, you know
because when
her.
You retell a tweet, you're like, I said something like.
No, I know exactly what I said. Okay. It's only 84 characters, right?
Go ahead.
Is it 84?
Yep.
Whoa.
You nailed it. First try.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. I wrote, yeah. I want to thank everybody that voted for me for Album of the Year. I want to thank all the radio personalities that helped me promote it. Even though I spelled personalities wrong, but I did it on purpose because I didn't have enough letters. So I did Y apostrophe S instead of IES.
Well, this is all good stuff.
Okay. Oh, because someone tried to correct me, but you don't know the letter system.
You only have 84 characters.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all you have when you're doing Twitter.
Yeah, so.
Everyone knows that.
Personalities with a Y apostrophe S. But they knew what I was saying. I said, I want to thank all the radio personalities for helping me promote it, which there was a lot of them, so I couldn't name them all. So I said, thank you all. And I go, personally, no, I go, let me see. I don't know. What.
Oh, my God.
What did I? How do I find it? Oh, I look me up. The tweets I did, I'm going to look me up, and that's how I'll find it.
This is what I live with. He's, oh, my God.
What?
Last night I was trying to explain something to you.
Oh, also Mark.
When you try to explain a tweet situation to someone, it's really hard. You're like, okay, but they favorited it, but they weren't on the thread and they don't follow me. So how did they get to that tweet to follow? So you see what I'm saying? So they must have been looking at my feed or they follow that other. It's like so complicated.
Wait,
to retell tweet stories. When you have a tweet story, it takes a long ass time to explain.
Okay, so I go to me. I'm gonna read the tweet.
Okay, read the tweet.
Because you know how many
tweet talk.
Do you know how many
with
you
Rich
have?
Voss and Bonnie? What's her face? Tweet talk with Rich Voss and Bonnie. What's her face?
Wait, it doesn't have my tweet.
I can't do it again.
Oh, okay, here.
You gotta come up with it.
Here's what I wrote.
Okay, you don't have to.
You ready? Thanks, but I didn't have enough letters. I put THKS.
Mm.
Is that how you do thanks when you don't have enough letters?
Great. I think it's innovative and interesting.
No.
Wow.
How would you do thanks?
I'm going to start doing that.
Is there a
THX? Is that what you're saying? Woo!
Oh, yeah.
That has helped me out a lot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I could have done THX or TH.
Oh, wait. What did you do?
THKS.
Oh, that's different. That's different. I said THX.
No, I did. How would you do it?
I'll do it THKS. Because
but how would you do it?
That's saving two letters.
What? Thanks. Oh, THAN. Oh, you're right. I could have put THX, but there's no X in thanks. Right? So you don't want to you don't want to throw people off.
Rich, I'm not going to do this.
What?
I'm ready to walk.
What are you talking about?
Because I can't, because you would just sit here and read your text and talk about the spellings in all earnestness. And then I'm expected to make it funny. So I got to sing songs and do character voices and be like, oh, that, yeah, I'd do that. That sounds good. But I just realized why. I'm not doing it anymore.
What?
The challenge is too great to make what you want to talk about funny.
Okay.
So I'm out.
All right.
I'm like on that show, Shark Tank. I'm out. Laura, I'm out. And that's why I'm out.
You know, I remember when Shark Tank was just once a week, and that's how popular it got. It was once a week.
Well, what do you think it is now?
It's like 5 days a week, isn't it?
It's probably just reruns then. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right, here's the tweet, and then we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
You ready?
You see what I'm saying? Now I have to make the schedule of Shark Tank funny. Like, that's what he wants me to just constantly do. They're talking about Shark Tank! Like, look at me. I'm dancing. And I'm like, Bindi! Ah! Ooh! And reading. Ah! Please like us, Blue Apron. We need the money! It's, like, too much.
I relax.
I'm trying my best, but I can't.
You see how...
I'm gonna have to step it up.
You see how relaxed I am? Look at me. See me? Look at me. Oh, I'm relaxed. I'm holding my phone relaxed.
She's nuts. Have you ever listened to that podcast? That girl is nuts. That's my new character. That's my new guy listening. Oh, my God. This is just ridiculous. I just want to listen to Rich tell his goddamn tweets. I've got to listen to that girl.
What are you, Mrs. Chipperson?
She's nuts. In my head, I sound like an old man. Do I?
Have you ever looked at our dog, our puppy, Allie, when she's just sitting there? Doesn't she look like an old puppy?
She's got gray hair.
Just her hair, how it hangs down her face. She looks like she's about...
It looks like a beard a little bit.
Beard, like she's some old puppy ready to kick it. But she's new. Just got spayed. All right, you ready? Here's the treat, then we'll move on.
Tweet time, tweet time.
See, because you don't let me get through it. That's why I
turn to... I know, but I feel bad.
Because you said I'm earnest, too earnest, but I do good tweets.
Okay, go read the tweet. I'm going to back away from
some are plugging, some are jokes, some are ACV. ACV ones are good ones, usually. If they get signed ACV, then you know they're pretty good.
Do the tweet.
Well, come sit down.
No,
I can't talk to myself.
I don't.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Thanks to everyone who voted for, and I wrote the number four to save letters and input. I'm just telling you. Thanks to everyone who voted for my album and all the radio personalities that helped me promote it. I would have went with Gary, but that's me. Okay? Did you hear the tweet?
So that was like your...
Well, I would. I mean, to me, I that's the little joke I put too. But I mean, Gary's such a great comic.
Gary Gallman.
Yeah, I said I would have went with Gary, but that's me.
And you know what's so great about it? It's modest. It's like you turn people on their heels. They're like, "Ooh, I didn't expect that from legendary Rich Voss."
Well, because I'm a big fan of Gary's, and you know that.
Look, I know you like to be nice to people, but I hope Gary appreciates. You should have tagged him in that.
No, Gary wrote to me yesterday. He tweeted. He wrote, "If I would have tagged him, does that use up more letters when you tag somebody?"
Well, it depends.
It depends on what.
If you're going to say Gary Gallman, or at Gary Gallman, the same amount of character.
Congratulations! Best comedy album went to another one of my favorite people, Rich Voss, for his fifth album.
But he tagged you, right?
Drip, drip.
I forget that that's our fucking thing that we stole from the bonfire. Because remember they go crackle, crackle, because it's the bonfire. And we were like, what could be our sound effect? And it's my tears, drip, drip.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing.
We got to start. Now I got to incorporate that somehow.
Guess what? Guess who's turned around? Can I tell you who's turned around on me? See what one little fucking email will do? Mrs. Taft now. Rich Voss is the best of all time. Look at that, huh? Mrs. Taft, no more negative tweets from a big fan of our podcast.
No, right? I thought Mrs. Taft was a woman this whole time, and you say it's a man.
I think it's a man. What do you think?
I think it's a woman. Why would you call yourself Mrs. Taft?
I don't know. Well, why would you put someone else's picture? That's not her.
I probably never clicked on
that. Is that Carol Burnett? Oh, no, it isn't. Who is that?
Mrs. Taft, in my mind.
Nah, Mrs. Taft, I would say, is a guy.
I see Mrs. Taft as a funny, you know, take nonsense, tell it like it is, witty. But when you say it's a man, then suddenly it's just gross.
I don't know.
It has a different sound to it in my mind. It's awful.
Miss Taft does have some great tweets. I didn't like some about me, and we've turned it around. That's what happens.
I can't believe you guys have an email exchange.
No, somebody emailed me. You can email me through my website, but you wouldn't know that because you don't have a website after 400 years in a business. Mm-hmm. Okay, Janine? Well, Bonnie?
I'm getting paid the same amount for this podcast as you are, so...
Nothing. What are we getting paid for this podcast?
Zero divided by zero.
What do we get paid? We've made a little money from people going to Amazon.richvoss.com. I think some people have gone behind the wall. I mean,
but you know, the behind the wall is not good enough. That's the problem. I'm embarrassed to promote it. It's worth a one-time fee of $1.99, not like every month.
Are you stupid?
We're not even putting, but I'm saying it could be if we put enough shit back there.
You haven't put one thing. I put everything. You haven't put one thing.
I know. It's my fault. I admit.
So don't say we.
A picture of Allie. I don't like taking pictures of myself. That's why I'm not on Instagram.
We're supposed to get the last live show we did. Would you bang them? That's supposed to go back behind the wall. We have like three other live shows. We have fucking one of my last. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
In a couple months, I'll put Rich Voss 5 behind the wall. Right? Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Should I do it now?
I don't know. I guess. It's an award-winning album. I don't know.
No, should I do it? It's going to be nominated. I mean, we're going to submit it for the Grammys.
Oh.
What if I win?
Well, I mean, I will say this.
It's going to be tough to beat Weird Al.
There's going to be a lot of promoting.
No, there isn't. That's not, you don't promote for the Grammys.
Oh, good.
If you get nominated, is that cool? Do you think that's cool?
No, it's dumb. Oh, you're so stupid.
Huh? You think that's like real cool? Like, would you go?
What, like, would I suck your cock or something? Is that what you're getting at? I don't understand what you're getting at.
This
isn't
that kind of podcast. Oh, you want to, you know what? We did do oral once.
Stop saying oral. It's...
What do you say?
What do you say? Anything but oral.
Do you want to, for real, have...
We did oral. On this podcast, we've done oral, anal.
No, we didn't do... Stop it. Do you want to have real sex during this one? For real? Like, just so they know it for 2017?
I don't want to have real sex and then just end it there. Done.
You know, we'll start the year off with a bang. Get it?
Oh, you were hilarious.
Anyhow... Oh, this weekend I'm in Helium.
What's in some of these meals? Spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes with cabbage and furikake. What the fuck is that? Pork chops and garlic piccata with scallion, rice, and spinach. That sounds good.
Order what you want? Like if you don't eat red meat,
you go check off some boxes on a website of like the kind of stuff you like.
Oh, okay. Let's make our order.
Mushroom and chipotle pepper enchiladas with lime sour cream. Nelly, I could go over that. I could do that, Mrs. Taft.
You know what? I don't know if I like nice Mrs. Taft or semi-mean Mrs. Taft.
That's what you want to talk about?
No.
Let's break down Mrs. Taft's cycle. It's Mrs. Taft time. See, I can't stop. I've got to just realize. You know what you got to do to make a podcast good? Tell like a great story that happened to you during the week.
Oh.
What's something amazing that funny story?
I could tell you. I'm going to tell you a story.
No. Nope. No, I don't.
Well, let me get something to drink.
I don't know why you would think that.
I'll be right there. I'm coming.
You know, we got the kid back going to school, which is
I got a story.
Great. Oh, so okay. No, are you ready now? Oh,
no.
Yeah, no. I'm saying, disregard.
Oh, well, but they want to hear about the kid going back to school.
Well, maybe I had a funny story about her going back to school.
Oh, you did? Go ahead.
Her recorder.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
I don't know why they call that a recorder. It's a fucking flute. Why do they call it a recorder? No one would call it a recorder.
Yeah, stuff we could expect on CD number 6.
No, that's
why. Now my daughter is
no. No, time's
and we're
up.
Done.
No, does, like, is that the real name of it?
I don't know. That's what it's been called since I went to school.
It's a dumb name. It looks like it's between a flute and a clarinet.
Can I have a drink of that, please?
You never had this.
May I have a drink of it? What?
What?
You never had this. Why is that the answer?
Because you might not like it. I don't want you to fucking, you know.
Well, how would I know I liked it unless I tried it?
Go ahead. We're going to wait and see. Don't try to. Don't drink it all, you fucking. What? Are you kidding me? You're a jackass. You're a creep. And I want to get paid for the dry cleaning. You just drank half of the bottle on purpose to be funny and get a reaction. Hold on, and get a reaction out of me. That's what you did, to drink all that. It's not nice. It's not funny. No one's laughing.
I just took a little drink.
You drank half the bottle. That's what, you know what?
This is the real Rich Voss, everybody.
Yeah.
Can't handle it if you take one drink too many out of his.
Oh, when you open up a new thing to drink, a new, what's it called?
Well, let's hear how you pronounce this. B-A-I.
Bah. Bye. 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 Bahai. Bahai. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it?
How do you pronounce it? Please welcome. Bye.
Yes, thank you. You want to hear my New Year's Eve story?
Oh, God, do I. Cindy!
Do you want to hear my New Year's Eve story or
yes,
not?
Yes.
It's not a great one.
Okay, listen. You going to tell it or not? You're always like, I am a master storyteller. And then you're just...
But I'll tell you one.
You know, you should be halfway through this story before I even know it's starting.
Here we go.
Okay.
So I'm working up at Helium in Buffalo, and the host, I'm working with the middle's Rob from Canada. May, what? How do you say his last name?
Let's see what you do with that one.
Maylox. So Rob Maylox, right?
Yes.
He's good for your stomach. Rob Mayix or
okay, just who doesn't matter.
I'm working with Rob. We did Canada on Wednesday night up in Toronto. It wasn't crowded, but it was so much fun. Great, that little club. It was really good. And I was talking to this Asian girl after my show. This is a different
sure
story.
I should be hearing this?
Yeah, after the show. Mm-hmm. And
if you had to try to guess what her...
She was a comic, and we're talking...
No, like...
What is
Korean?
I guessed all of them wrong to the last one.
And what was the last one?
The right one. So I think she was Chinese. So we're talking and she said something about
and
her.
And you left that last?
Well, I didn't go for the obvious. But it could have been something else. I don't remember.
Okay.
So anyhow,
Hawaiian. It's probably like
anyhow,
Hawaiian.
I was talking to her. She was very, very good looking. I was flirting with her like you want me to try to do. Okay. Okay. A little flirty.
How did it feel? How did it feel to be nice to someone?
It felt creepy, like an old man talking to a new comic, trying to be creepy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want you to be creepy to someone.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I just want
matter.
You to be like upbeat a little bit.
Well, I said if I lived up here and single...
No, see, that's not... No, you...
What?
No.
Okay, I need practice. Anyhow.
What did you say? Like, what was one of the flirty things that you might have said to her? You didn't, like, comment on her looks or anything, did you?
I don't think so. I don't remember. But anyhow, whatever we were talking about, comedy or Toronto or whatever, and she was standing, and she goes, my boyfriend or something, and there was an Asian guy standing maybe 8 feet away talking to other people. So the whole time I'm thinking, that's your boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
You know, whatever. And then I go, and what's his name? And she goes, that's not my boyfriend. She pointed over to some other guy.
A white guy,
kind of frumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the nicest guy in the world, but you would have guessed. But that seemed like it was very
racist. So then did you say like, oh, that's your brother. Sorry, I thought that was your boyfriend. And she's like, no, that's not my brother. Oh, your dad, it looks young. No, I'm not related to that guy.
I kept going. I go, you sure that's not your boyfriend? I said, you sure that?
Did he drive you here? Did you guys come together?
So anyhow, then me and Rob drove down to Buffalo to do Helium. I gave him a ride. At the border, I drove him from Toronto to Buffalo because I had a rental car. I flew into Buffalo, rented a car, went up to Toronto.
This is the best part of the story. Why did you leave this till now? It's called burying the lead. You flew to Buffalo, drove to Toronto, did your show, drove back to Buffalo.
But well, listen to this.
Gave old Rob Milieu a ride
What's
across
his name?
The Milieu. It's like French. It's like.
Oh. So I gave him a ride back, but
what'd you call him? Malux?
Malox. I don't fucking
Malox.
Know. So, and we get to the border.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to him like, you know, he gave some wrong answers because he was nervous. At the border, you get nervous.
Well, no. They're giving him a harder time because you're going into your own country.
Yes,
they don't
give
a shit about you. Now they're going to ask him a few more questions.
But if they didn't let him in, I'm thinking to myself, well, I wasn't driving him all the way back to Toronto.
No. He took his bus back. There's a bus that goes back. I got turned away at the border before. I know how it works.
Okay.
You took a bus back.
So now we get in the bus. So we do this.
Because I gave some of the wrong answers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I looked at my notebook, my comedy notebook.
Oh, I would have
I sent me home.
I would have sent you to prison.
We will not allow this filth in our country.
So then we're doing the show, and now the host is from Buffalo, knows everybody in town. You know, he's like, he sells cars too.
Oh.
He's been in that town.
So
where are we now?
Are we in Buffalo? Or
yeah,
we're
in Buffalo. We're working at Helium.
We did one show already in Helium.
Nice. Everybody's nice. Everybody's
not
funny.
Not we. I don't, you.
The host knows, you know, he's one of these guys that knows everybody in town.
Can I have
nice
another
guy.
Drink of your thing? I just will take a tiniest drink. I swear to God.
Hold on. Hold on, let me show you. You can finish it. I'm leaving.
No, I just needed that.
No, you go ahead. Finish it. No. Don't act like you're fucking like some, like Mrs. Politeness now.
I don't even like it.
Oh, really?
You know what they say in Raina's school?
No.
You're not. It's a law in their school or a rule in their school. Don't yum my yuck.
What?
Don't yuck my yum. Sorry. Don't yuck my yum.
Don't be mean to something I like.
So if somebody's eating something, you can't be like, ew, you like seaweed snacks? That's disgusting. You're not allowed to do that.
At the school.
They can't yuck a yum.
They'll get in trouble.
Yeah. If somebody's eating pizza, because it's like different kinds of food. It's like
they can't fuck her cum? That rhyme, get it? Oh, do you want me to tell you what Bonnie said last night? Raina, our creepy daughter, walks downstairs naked before Bonnie goes, she has an amazing body. I go, she's fucking nine. I go upstairs and get dressed. I yell. I cover my eyes.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Why?
Into a microphone. Because it's creepy and gross.
Yeah, but if I would have said it, you would have told people.
I wouldn't have. Never. I would have taken that to the grave.
Well, anyhow. So now we're in Buffalo and we're doing some shows. You know, the guy... Then his girlfriend comes down, or some girl he's dating, I don't know. And, you know, a real housewife type. Like the housewife of Buffalo. You could tell she's got some money, you know, nice pocketbooks, nice clothing.
Well, you were doing some investigating.
Well kept. So now New
nice
Year's
haircut.
Eve.
Cut.
So now the night
Blonde.
Before.
Blonde?
Yeah. Like,
age?
Yeah. I don't know.
40s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got kids. Divorced. So then he says, you know, the night before New Year's, he goes, I'm gonna call a place and get us reservations to go eat after, you know, the shows. It's open. It serves food till like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'll get us a table. He goes, I go, what kind of food? He goes, all kinds, Italian and whatever. So we go, okay. So after both shows, it's Rob, his girlfriend, me. And me, I'm giving Rob and his girlfriend a ride there. Then we're meeting that guy, and other people from the club were supposed to come, maybe some managers or whatever. He reserved a table for 10. Well, we get there, it's us four, me, Rob, his girlfriend, and the host.
Six empty seats.
So we said, give us a smaller table. Oh, but here, I didn't even, this is the biggest part of the story. So we're doing the second show
on
Saturday.
Everybody.
No, listen, this is a good story.
Not a great story.
We're doing a second show on Saturday.
Yes. You're giving too many ideas. Just like,
oh, okay.
Let's get to it.
Second show on Saturday.
No, you're just doing it again. Just edit that part out.
Okay. This
after
is,
the show.
Okay. No, it was during the show. I got to say it during the second one. During the New Year's Eve one.
Oh, this is the New Year's Eve show.
There's a guy and his girl in the audience right in the front. And they're both texting the whole time. They're not even looking at their text. I go, what are you people doing? What are you two doing? It's just leave. Go take care. It's my kids. I go, well, if it's your kids, then go leave. Do it. And they're nonstop. Even after I say it. And then the girl, what, she's kind of semi-good looking, wants to be, you know, in her sparkling fucking dress.
Can I just
dress.
Interject for a what? Second? And one time I had a guy take his laptop out. Do it during my show.
No, for real?
It's crazy.
For real?
No.
Oh.
Why'd you have to say for real, for real?
Because I would have been so mad at that. I would have fucking have been on your side again.
Really,
I would
like pull out their laptop.
I would have forgot about all my drink you drank of mine and been on your side again. So they're texting and the girls in her sparkling.
I had someone one time do a PowerPoint presentation during my show at the back of the room.
Get out, really?
They started doing
Have you, anybody ever pulled out a fax machine?
Somebody started faxing once. This is really upsetting.
I had somebody pull out a copy machine, you know, like those big ones in the office. And they rolled it in and started making copies.
It's really annoying.
During one of my shows, they started building an addition on the club.
Oh, I was going to do dentist. A guy started drilling into someone's teeth in the middle of my show.
So all they're doing is texting, and all of a sudden they get thrown out, or they leave. They didn't get thrown; they left. It was infuriating.
But other people in the audience, they don't know that. Like,
my
neighbor went and saw this show or whatever she was talking about, it, and she was like, and some people in the front row got kicked out for talking, and it was like, I mean, the way that she was retelling it to me was that the comedian was so mean, and I was like, well, it is really annoying. She was like, it wasn't bad.
Oh, it's like, so can I?
Well, just don't talk at all.
Can I
You'll
finish?
Get thrown out in a fucking play or something.
Can I get finished?
I hope so.
So they're gone. So now we're having dinner. We get there.
You finish the show.
Yeah. There's
to great applause.
Yeah.
It was well before the midnight hour, right?
No, it was after.
Oh.
No, you counted the ball down. Good night. Thank you. Boom, boom,
and
boom.
Then you went on?
No, we were done at 12.
Oh, yeah. That's.
And. So now we're at the restaurant. He said he called. You could have got a table anywhere there. It was he didn't have to call. We could have walked in and got a fucking table.
Mm-hmm.
Two, there would, it
so
was
he's
a
acting
limited,
like a big shot when he didn't need to.
It was a limited menu. There was no Italian food. Rob's vegetarian.
Did he promised?
Rob's vegetarian. His girlfriend's vegan. There's like nothing. She got a little salad. He got shrimp cocktail.
Well, then he's not a vegetarian.
He's a vegetarian. She's a fucking...
I know, but shrimp is still... He's a pescatarian.
All right, whatever his religion is. So he ordered cocktail, $15 for three. Five apiece.
Oh, my God.
Five apiece.
I hope you had to cut him with a knife and a fork.
I didn't order because there was nothing on the menu I would eat. There's nothing. So I said, I got to get... You know, I'm getting out of here.
You shrimp cocktail?
I had shrimp at the club already. I had shrimp and salmon earlier. I would have got that, but...
Too much shrimp.
I had shrimp and salmon earlier. And I even gave Rob some shrimp. And then on the ride home, I go, you know, listen, you know, when someone gives you shrimp earlier in the night, you might offer them a shrimp later, but I'm going to let you slide since you only got three of them for $15.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed. It was funny.
Good. That sounds funny.
He laughed.
The night ended well. At least there's that.
So,
ended on a good laugh.
So we're sitting there. Me and Rob are texting each other.
This is what the story's all about, folks, right here. Coming up to the grand climax.
Me and Rob are texting each other, going, what the fuck are we doing here? There's no food we can eat. The guy's girlfriend showed up. You know, Mrs. Buffalo.
Housewife of Buffalo.
Buffalo. And, you know, whatever. I was neutral about her. Whatever.
She's not important to the story. Keep moving.
So we're sitting down, and I'm ready to leave.
Yeah.
Rob.
Nothing to eat. Who is this jackass and his...
Rob and his girlfriend, you know, they're on their own. They're not staying where I'm staying. They're staying at a different hotel.
Right. You'll leave without them. You don't give a shit.
So all of a sudden, a couple walks in.
Uh-oh. Who
are they? A couple walks in, and Rob goes, wait, that's the guy from the show. And the host that brought us here goes, oh, yeah, they're friends of mine. The couple that was texting walks in and comes over to the table.
Oh,
and after I smash them on stage, I go, look, they come to the table nothing happened.
Obviously, you stood up, yelled at them or something. I mean, this story.
No, I said, listen, I'm leaving. Take these seats. I got to go. Goodbye to everybody. Oh. And as I get out, start walking out the door, Rob comes running up to me. Goes, wait, just give us a ride, too. Goes a ride. Like, they didn't even,
there was no apologize. Confrontation or anything.
No, what am I going to do, start a fight New Year's Eve? Go, hey, learn how to act?
I mean, I just thought because you told the story.
I already got paid.
It took so long to tell the story that there was going to be
No, but what are the odds that you're at a horrible restaurant and the two people walk in, the host goes, oh, yeah, they're friends of mine.
I mean, that is
you know what I mean?
It is quite a coincidence.
It's fucking crazy.
That's what I like to call a co-winky dink.
Then I had another story I forgot about.
Well, you already told the funny ending to that whole movie.
No, I'm just saying it was fucking...
Remember you and Rob laughing about the shrimp?
Yeah.
I love it.
That was good, huh? Oh, here's another story.
I hope it's as funny as the last story.
I was sitting at the cellar at the table.
Okay.
With Esty, who books the cellar.
Yep.
And Bonnie's CrossFit friends come walking up to me.
Stop saying I go to CrossFit.
Why? Because you can't tell?
Oh, my God.
What?
That's cruel and unusual.
And they came up to me and... Hello.
Those are the ones that I'm saying that they'd been at a show that night, not at the cellar. But
I go, they go, yeah, we were at the Village Underground. I go, how was it? They go, not that great. In front of Esty, I'm like, oh God, you know, and you know, she takes everything personal.
Yeah,
she's booking the show, so. But I guess I don't know.
Then later they were like, yeah, we saw Rich talking to Chris Rock, and we were gonna, whatever, and I was like, I just listened to them tell the story. And then she was like, can anyone just go on there? I was like, what? She was like, you know, if you just go in and want to go on, can you just go on, or do you have to audition? Or like, I wanted to say like, okay, like that's the equivalent of saying like, if I go, yeah, sister is a principal at this school. Can anybody just go in and get a job working at that school? Do you have to have a resume or to do an interview, or you just walk in and take over a classroom? Like, I don't care. Like, my other friend was, when I told her, she was like, well, they don't know anything about it. It's like, well, you don't have to know anything about it. You really don't. Although everyone knows a little bit about showbiz now. Everybody. I mean, it's hard not to know about it. And to say, oh, you just can walk in. It was like, I wanted to like hold her in my arms and be like, you shouldn't drive. Like, you're just too dumb. You're too dumb.
What if she's listening?
I don't care. It's literally the dumbest. And she's so nice. She's like really one of the loveliest people on the planet. But she also said to me after I did Colbert, like her husband, I don't know how he found out or something.
The one you're in love with?
Somebody, the most handsome man in the world. So he, they make quite a lovely, they're a beautiful couple with three children. Anyway, so now if you didn't know who I was talking about before, you know now. So, no, but she said when I did Colbert, she was like, is it just a hobby or... Like, she just thought I'd, like, was like, I just recorded a couple of thoughts on my iPhone and sent it over to him. And they said, you know what? Can you come down and do that on the set? Like, how are people that fucking stupid? And then you look like an asshole because I go to her. She goes, can you just go in and do it? I go, no, it's the best in New York work there. I go, the best in the world work there. And then now I sound like a jackass. The best in the, I imagine them in the car, their car on the way home being like, did you hear her? The best in the world.
But, all right, listen, we got to wrap this up.
Okay, thanks everybody.
No plugs, aren't you at Governor's coming up?
I'm at Governor's on the 13th and 14th, I believe. Governor's, Long Island, Levittown.
All right, listen, this weekend I'm at Helium
and
in
then
Philly.
I got a lot of shows, by the way, in January.
Whoa.
So I don't know how to plug them because I can't remember, but...
Well, where can they look them up?
My Twitter, at Bonnie McFarlane.
All right. Well, thank you. Listen, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for stopping by. This week I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next weekend, Bananas, Hasbrook Heights. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. Go behind the wall. It's $1.99 a month. Have a happy new year. Talk to you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.